complicated topic, but essentially it gets down to a very simple fact. So for actually 18 minutes on April 8th, much of the world's internet traffic, instead of going directly to its destination, actually went there by way of China. So let's say you're sitting here in D.C. and you're trying to access, let's say, whitehouse.gov, instead of going directly, you know, from one server in D.C. or Virginia to another, it would actually flow all the way to China, come out of China, and go on its way to its destination. So it's fundamental to how internet security really works in that the network was not built with security in mind. In fact, Vint Cerf, who is known as the father of the internet and the inventor of many of these fundamental building blocks, likes to say that internet was an experiment that never ended.
Yeah, well, I got to talk to him about this a couple months ago, and he said, you know, I wish I knew then what I know now, because we would have addressed that. We didn't know, for goodness sakes, that everyone would be using this. But I had one person describe to me the internet as essentially, if you're in a theater and you want to pass a water bottle to somebody in the back and everyone passes, that's essentially how the internet works. First off, is that essentially right?
Exactly. It's like a hot potato. Everyone that gets a data packet just passes it off to another peer as soon as they can so that it gets off their network, because they pay for bandwidth, so they have an economic interest to get rid of that traffic as quickly as they can.
So why if I'm Joe Fed or Joanna Fed at some agency, why is this important? Why is this significant?
Well, it's significant in terms of what it represents. And again, I want to be very careful that we don't know whether this was an intentional or accidental hijack. Hijack is actually a technical term. It just means that traffic was rerouted. And these things happen accidentally several times a year, so it's by no means uncommon. What was uncommon is that nothing actually broke. So typically when these things have occurred in the past, you wouldn't actually be able to reach your destination. Things would visibly break. Everyone would notice. In this case, a loop was created where traffic went in, but then it came out, and all you noticed perhaps was just a little bit of lag as you were browsing the internet that day. But the reason you care is that we don't know what happened during that 18-minute gap as the traffic was traversed in China. What could have been done to that traffic? Perhaps nothing. Perhaps this was completely innocuous, but it could have been eavesdropped on. It could have been modified in flight. It could have been dropped altogether. So that's what's most worrisome, is that there are a lot of unanswered questions right now.
And so if I'm DOD and I'm sending messages, maybe not on the classified networks, but if I'm sending some kind of message that's important that it gets there in the right form and it potentially got changed, that has implications.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even encrypted traffic could in some cases be broken, because even encryption in certain circumstances depends on trust. And what very few people know is that China has one of these what are known as root certificates, essentially encryption keys, embedded in every modern operating system and every modern web browser like Internet Explorer or Firefox or others. And they could have used those encryption keys to break some of the commercial-grade encryption that's been used on the Internet. So they could have looked at encrypted emails or encrypted web traffic as well.
I'm not asking you to play geopolitical and put this all into that kind of perspective, but from a cybersecurity perspective, China, a much bigger player on this. I mean, we all remember the Google thing from earlier this year. It's something that we're watching much more carefully these days.
Exactly. And for me, the most troubling thing is not that it was China, but really anyone on the Internet has the same capability. So regardless of whether you are or are not worried about China specifically, there are a lot of countries in the world that have this capability, because Internet does not have security built into its foundation.
And I don't like just scaring the daylights out of people without also saying, hold on, this is also something I know you guys are thinking about it. What should people be doing, or is this just the reason why you think about security, and when your IT folks say security matters, this just reinforces that?
It does reinforce this, and there's a lot of things you can do to improve security. Unfortunately, this is one of those things that's actually very, very difficult to change, because it's sort of fundamental to how the Internet works.
Built right in.
And exactly, and would take probably decades to implement more secure routing protocols. But a lot of people are working on this and thinking hard about this problem. It's just there is no easy fix.
But even things, I mean, with this impact, you said things like secure sockets layer, which is it's a little lock that shows up on your browser when when I'm on Amazon, which is a lot, or on Zappos, for goodness sakes. But those kinds of things, would this put that at risk as well?
Exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, secure sockets, SSL, as it's known, could have been impacted by this, not just because the routes were hijacked and the traffic was redirected, but because you have that China root certificate embedded by default in your browser, and it's trusted. So one of the things that people can do is look through their browser settings and actually look at all of the encryption keys, all these certificates that are trusted implicitly by your machine, and how many of the organizations you would actually recognize. So some of these organizations you would recognize are Microsoft, VeriSign, Visa, and others. Many others you probably wouldn't even understand what they are. I would encourage everyone to take a look at those settings and remove anyone that you don't trust or don't recognize.